This is Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Happy Thursday to you. This is Money in Motion with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, joined this morning by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. And if you have a question for CJ and Malia, we'd love to get you on the air right now at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Always a lot of great information in the program. If you miss any part of today's program or want to listen back to any of the previous shows, you can head on over to klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. From there, again, you can listen back to those previous shows. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great weekly email that comes in your inbox once a week. It's got not only a snapshot of what's been going on in the markets, but also a link to the most recent podcast. Again, that at klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number at the office here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. And again, joining us this morning are CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. Guys, how are we doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How are you?
Doing really well. CJ, Malia, how are you doing this morning?
Getting warmer by the minute.
Yes.
Everything's melting.
Yes. Yeah, we were talking though just before we came on the air just about how it's just weird when you get these warmer days where it just lifts your spirit and just makes everybody happy. And then you look at the thermometer and you go, it's really not, you know, we're talking 30, so it's not that warm.
Perspective. It's all our perspective.
That's great. really good point. And we've got a fantastic conversation ahead about estate planning, and it's going to be a really informative program as always. Great opportunity as well. If you've got questions, get on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And before we get going on this week's conversation, one of the great things that you do here on the program is the weekly Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, and this week is no exception. Another chance to win a fantastic prize. Folks from Klaus Financial have provided a $25 gift card to PetSmart. We'll tell you a bit later on in the program about how you can win that gift card, but before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's review and take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Get the question and the answer as well.
Yeah, so last week we covered some of the biggest mistakes people make when they're doing their own retirement planning, and some discussion revolved around when to collect your Social Security. So last week's question was, under normal circumstances, what is the earliest age you can begin to draw your Social Security benefit? So congratulations, shout out to Katie of Beloit. She correctly answered age 62 is the earliest you can start collecting it. Not necessarily the age you should collect it, but that's the earliest age you can collect it. So listen back to last week for some more mistakes to avoid.
It was a great show. And again, you can now listen to that podcast at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And don't forget, again, we're going to do a Klaus Quiz Question Week coming up a little bit later on in this program. Today, we're going to be tackling the topic of estate planning. Can you guys explain a little bit about why this is important when it comes to helping your clients with financial and retirement planning?
Yeah, for sure. So estate planning, we'll get into this a little bit later, but often people think, I don't have an estate. I don't need to do that silly estate planning. And as you will find out throughout the show, estate planning is not just for the wealthy. As a matter of fact, it should be for most American adults. And the good news is that if you're lazy and you don't get something done, the state that you live in has created what's called a pre-done will for you. So that's good news, but we'll get into all those details a little bit later. We just believe that a financial planner should act like the quarterback of your financial team. And our job as a financial planning firm is to then find any weakness in the overall financial plan that you have built. And financial planning, for anybody who's listened to our show for a while, it covers a lot of areas. It's meant to cover insurance, investments, tax, estate planning, on and on. And so estate planning being, do you have a will, trust, powers of attorney in place for when things go wrong or just when you die? So anyways, many people have perhaps started this or tried to start it and you know, haven't completed it. So our encouragement today is that you really do want to move towards and complete your estate plans. Now, I should say, as we get into this topic, we are not estate planning attorneys. We're not the lawyers who actually create your wills or your trusts. So you should consult with your own attorney before making any final decisions. Now, as we get into this, the last 2 years should have taught us all a lot about making sure that we are prepared for the uncertainty of the future. So now more than ever is an ideal time for you to review, adjust, or finally complete and put into place what we would call your basic estate planning documents. These basic documents may include wills, revocable trusts, powers of attorney, and healthcare directives. Now, there could be things outside of that. You could talk to your lawyer and they would say, oh, you should really have an LLC for that rental property. So it can include more than that. However, the basic functions would be wills, revocable trusts, POAs, and healthcare directives. We believe that you should consistently review your financial and estate plans because as life changes, you need to make sure that both your portfolio, your financial plan, and your estate plans are staying up to date with those changes. So here would be an example. You name a brother or sister as the successor trustee of your trust or as the executor of your will. And you do that because they live next door to you. And then 5 years goes by and you have an estranged relationship with your brother or sister and they don't live near you. They live, you know, way away. Well, that might be a reason to update your will or your trust. So there's many benefits of partnering with a financial planner, but we believe one of the things your planner should be doing is asking consistently about when was the last time you reviewed your estate plans? Do you even remember what they say? Have you blown the dust off of them in a while? So it's something to really kind of slow down and take a look at.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Got a phone line open for you right now if you've got a question for CJ and Malia. Our telephone number here at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Kloss Financial, they call their office. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It's complimentary to you. Their number, 608-442-5637. And to get on the air with your question, again, it's 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And CJ, you mentioned the past couple of years. Has that changed some perspective for different age groups of folks as well?
Yeah, believe it or not, we did see an interesting rise in the number of young adults, we considered adults between 18 and 34 years old, who decided to get a written will post-COVID. And as a result, in 2021, this group, for the first time in history, is more likely to have a will than their older adults between 35 and 54. That's kind of scary. But not every demographic has taken the lesson to heart that was learned from the COVID-19 pandemic. And so in Caring.com's 2021 Wills and Estate Planning Study, they found that for persons over age 55, only 44% of those in that group have estate planning documents in place. And believe it or not, this is actually down 3% from 2020.
Wow.
Now, for those who are listening, data is an interesting thing. I doubt Caring.com, you know, looked at 10 million people. They probably polled 1,000 people and they came up with this data. So the data can be a little bit squishy. However, the point is probably somewhere around half-ish Americans have created a will or a trust, which is way too low, right? That's what Malia and I would say. No matter how squishy the data is, we know it's way too low. If you are an adult, if you're an adult and you have anything of value to your name, you should really consider getting some basic documents in place.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. If you've got a question for Malia and CJ, we would love to get you on the air right now. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310 to get on the air with your question. The website for Kloss Financial, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. The telephone number for the office, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, that number, 608-442-5637. We'll be talking about power of attorney documents, what they are, what role they play in estate planning. We'll get those details and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. To the phones we go, and Laura joins us. Laura, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ and Malia from Kloss Financial.
Hi, my name is Laura, and I was wondering if I should use a lawyer to draw up my will, or are there basic documents that I can get to do my own?
Such a great question, Laura. Love that you called in with this one. So there are basic documents actually that you can get. you can go online and find basic documents. There's also kind of electronic services like LegalZoom that create templated documents where you can kind of fill in blanks. What we would say is there's pros and cons to any approach to creating these documents. Certainly the simplified route of going online or going to LegalZoom will be cheaper, and that's typically why people are asking these questions. But often what we've found is a couple of times we've had people go the LegalZoom or a different route, and then they will never get the documents completed because having something in writing actually doesn't make it legal. You have to sign it, have a witness present, you have to get it notarized. And so often what will happen is people create the documents, they'll sign it, and they'll go, I'll eventually get that witness and that notary. And the problem is it's not a legal document then. So what we would say is we don't necessarily care how you get it done. You just need to make sure it says what you want it to and that it is a complete legal document. But great question, Laura.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for the call, Laura, and great question this morning. You two can be like Laura if you've got a question for CJ and Malia. Love to get you on the air. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Talking with CJ and Malia this morning about estate planning. And, of course, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. So, power of attorney documents, how important are those when it comes to estate planning?
Yes. So this is part of the whole bundle. And usually we always start out our programs on estate planning just hammering about, you know, the fact you should get a will, like CJ's mentioned. But we've elevated the power of attorney documents to earlier in our conversation today because these are really, really vital because they affect you while you're living. And the key point today for everyone to take away is something we said just a little earlier is the idea here is for you to not only perhaps begin your estate planning documents, as Laura was just inquiring about, but to complete them. This is so vital because people don't seem to complete them. Same goes with power of attorney documents. They hear everything about, I need a will, I need a trust. But for those who haven't done the power of attorney document, especially us in the financial planning sector, these are the documents we interact with quite frequently. And it's really, really important because while wills and trusts will direct how your assets and your instructions should be carried out after your death, having documents in place to help direct your assets while you're living and in this case, perhaps incapacitated, that's the whole point, it's allowing a person that you're designating in advance to someone you trust to act on behalf. And unfortunately, we do see a lot of situations that, you know, with dementia and so forth, that can come really, really quickly for people. And they have not made those important decisions by getting the power of attorneys in place. So there's two main types of power of attorneys. Most people are familiar with a medical power of attorney, also known as a healthcare POA, and that gives you know, a trustworthy friend or perhaps a family member the ability to make decisions on your behalf if you become incapacitated. Whereas a financial POA gives that agent the ability to make financial decisions on behalf of you. So it's really common to appoint one person to act as an agent for either both of these, or but in some situations it might be wise to separate the two. So again, you have to remember that if you're labeled as a beneficiary, this is commonly misunderstood. If you're a beneficiary, that only comes up at the time of the death of someone, and whereas a POA documents comes into effect while the person's still living, typically incapacitated. And in order for someone to be considered incapacitated, usually it takes a letter from their doctor that says such, at which time the power of attorney becomes available. And then when that person passes away, the power of attorney is no longer a viable document. So these are just so, so important to make sure that, you know, maybe you did it 10, 20 years ago. You don't even remember who you labeled in that position. It's time to reflect on that and adjust it. And if you don't have any of these in place, do something, as CJ was saying, reach out to an estate planning attorney or perhaps find another means. But please, please, please get these done.
Really important stuff this morning from CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. So as we talked about power of attorney documents, then it leads me to wonder, what about a will? Does everybody need one of those?
Yeah, great question. Usually when, again, we talked about this before, but usually when people hear will or trust or powers of attorney, again, they think of wealthy people. And unfortunately, that's not what this is. Estate, you know, I don't know, we grew up watching shows where it's like, look at the estate of this really wealthy family. So it just has this misassociation. But when you hear estate, just think of anything I own. So to answer the question, at the very basic level, no, not everyone needs a will if you're 18 years old and you just have nothing to your name and then something happens to you. But as soon as you start accumulating wealth, which happens pretty quickly after 18 when you get a savings and a checking account, that's when suddenly the question becomes, have you said what happens to your stuff, your bed, your couch, your jewelry, your checking account, your savings account, so on and so forth. And of course, the further we go along, people know this, the idea over time is to build some financial independence from your parents, right? To move out, get your own place, build some wealth, and build hopefully enough wealth that you can do what? Well, this is what we talk about. You can retire someday. And by the time you've retired someday, if you've done it the right way, you've probably built up a fair amount of wealth, maybe a million or two. And that is where, my goodness, this becomes critical. But hear what Malia said earlier. Power of attorney documents says what happens while you're alive. You're naming an agent while you're alive. So those are critical for every single adult. The will or the trust really comes into play as you're talking about what's going to happen to your assets as you pass on. So we want to shed some light on this topic. Almost everyone upon their death has likely accumulated something. And so it is important that you've left detailed instructions on what should happen to your assets.
Great guidance now, this morning.
Yeah. Go ahead, Sean.
No, I was going to mention just the website real quick, klossfinancial.com. That's klossfinancial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. Sorry about that, CJ. Continue on, my friend.
No, it's all good. I ramble on and on and on, so it's hard to get in the word. But the instructions that you leave ideally will be specified in either a will or a trust. Hence, estate planning is for everyone who owns or possesses things of value. And remember, if you don't have instructions, the state you live in does, and that is known as dying in intestate, which means that you have died without directions. Hence, the state will dictate how your property will be divided, to who and when, so on and so forth. Now, the basic difference between a trust and a will, both are useful estate planning devices that serve different purposes and can work together, actually, in many circumstances to create a comprehensive plan. A will goes into effect only after you die, while a trust takes effect as soon as you create it. It directs who will receive your property at your death, and it appoints a legal representative to carry out your wishes. A trust can be used to begin distributing property before death, at death, or afterwards. A trust is a legal arrangement through which one person or an institution like a bank, called a trustee, holds legal title to property for another person called a beneficiary. And trust can help you avoid probate. So to be quite frank, the biggest difference we see often between a will or a trust is driven largely by whether or not somebody wants to try to avoid probate. This could be having property in multiple states, or the estate is large enough that they want to try to avoid probate. But truth be told, for any lawyer who operates here in the state of Wisconsin, well, for most lawyers, I should say, who are in estate planning in the state of Wisconsin, they would say probate is not the worst thing in the world, right? It's not terrible. It's a legal process that you walk through, but it does require timelines and some notices to be filed. And so sometimes people will want to try to avoid that if their estate has gotten large enough. Now, if you name beneficiaries and have a trust in place, many times your estate can avoid probate. The biggest reason most people want to avoid the probate is that it can get costly and honestly take a lot of time. The longer probate is open, there are likely attorney's fees involved, so many probated estates might cost between 2, 3, 4, even 5% of the estate in cost just to get the estate settled, depending upon the size of it. But again, we're not your lawyers. We would encourage you to find a good estate planning attorney that you can trust, sit down with them and figure out if you should have a will-centric estate plan or a trust-centric estate plan.
Fantastic stuff this morning. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Learn more online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. You also want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week next with our friends from Kloss Financial as Money in Motion continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Coming up in just a moment, we will do the Kloss Quiz Question Week. You want to hold on to that telephone number for that as well. And before we get to the Kloss Quiz Question Week, real quick, just about the importance of estate planning, and you really need to update this stuff. And I know when we talked with Laura earlier, kind of touched on this as well. But it's important to be up to speed and up to date on this stuff, isn't it, Malia?
Absolutely. And what we find is that the biggest reason people don't want to even do this is, well, first of all, they don't want to think about death, which none of us do, but that's a guarantee in life, the only guarantee we really have. And they also think it's going to be difficult or expensive. And honestly, they just don't get around. It's just not on the top of their list, right next to funeral planning. Okay. So that's yeah. Just very honestly what it is. So we would recommend our listeners make sure that they get this done. And, you know, ask around for a referral. We can certainly offer one for listeners if they would like a estate planning attorney referral. And normally we prefer that, you know, like we talked to Laura, you can do it the self-doer way, but we just want to make sure it's like tight and says exactly what you want it to say and have everything perfectly signed. You should review it, regularly, all your estate plans. Beneficiaries change, life events happen. There's births, there's deaths, there's divorces. And if those beneficiaries haven't been updated, that's part of the whole estate plan. Just having a will or a trust doesn't necessarily answer all the questions if your beneficiaries that you've labeled on all your different investments don't coincide. So you want to make sure that everything says what you want it to say, because many times beneficiaries actually trump whatever you've put in your other documents. So please, please, please review, revise, and if you haven't done anything, get started today.
Real informationally dense program this week. A lot of great stuff. If you missed part of today's program, don't forget you can always listen back to the shows. KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes for today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to PetSmart. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to Caring.com's estate planning study, what percentage of persons over 55 years of age have their estate planning completed? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First caller with the correct answer win the $25 gift card to PetSmart. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, that number 608-442-5637. CJ, Malia, it is always great talking with you. You guys have a fantastic day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Kevin Clark of Make Dreams Realty comes your way next year at 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial. Money, money, money.